Hello there, precious child of God. You're welcome to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sidney Olamensa. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled The Little Foxes. And the theme for today's episode is Keepers of the Vineyard. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
My own vineyard I have not kept. Last week we learned that we have our own vineyard. Are you with me? We have our personal vineyard, and this personal vineyard, a vineyard that has to do with our soul. Somebody say my soul. So our personal vineyard had to do with our soul. And we said that we need to take care of our vineyard. Somebody say my soul.
My soul.
My soul. And we said that we need to take care of our personal vineyard. And I said that there are times where it's a bit tedious. You know, when you have to take control or take care of your vineyard, it's a bit tedious. Are you understanding me? And then it's challenging as well, because if you have a vineyard, how many of us, I believe that some of us, when we're growing, we had some small farm somewhere. I had some, you know, at the backyard somewhere. It wasn't really a farm. It was something like child's play stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, in maintaining a farm like that, or a farm like that, there are a lot of things that go into it. It's very tedious. That is why we need to respect farmers. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Because in growing something, it goes through a lot. And it's very challenging as well. Because you have to plow, you have to cultivate, you have to weed, you have to water, and you have to harvest. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And whilst we do this thing, it's a principle, or it's something that we are doing to take care of our soul. So if you become a born-again Christian and you come into this huge, this big family and this happily family, it does not end there. You have to take care of your vineyard. You need to take care of your soul. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. That is why there is a saying that whatever you feed your soul is very important. What kind of information am I feeding my soul? What kind of thing am I feeding my soul? Can you imagine that the entire week you are feeding your soul with something that has nothing to do with your spiritual upliftment? Of course, a false balance is an abomination before God. But you have to be mindful about what you are feeding your soul. Because some things that you feed your soul, at the end of the day, the outcome is going to be bad. Am I communicating? So we learn that taking care of our soul in attempt to do that, it's hard work. It's not easy. You see, anybody that tells you that Christianity is fine, is soft, is no. It's hard work. Are you understanding me? It's hard work. No, don't be deceived. Look at somebody say, don't be deceived. It's not people that lie to you, they tell you that, oh, it's you know, you just go through it one time, you know, you just move here, you just move there, and that is all. It's no, it's hard work. You need to look at the sacrifices you have to go through for you to be here today. Are you understanding me? And that's what I was saying, that one day when we get to heaven and we have been rewarded, some of you look at you and say, do you remember, what is today's date? 18th. And consecutively, or several times, I had to maintain my momentum when it comes to my principles with God. Several times. And you look at somebody and you tell the person that this is what I went through it. So now you are counting your rewards, and you are showcasing your rewards in heaven. And you tell the angel of the Lord, play back and let him see. Hallelujah. It's hard work. It's not easy. It comes with sacrifice. It comes with dedication. That is why the Bible teaches us, do not stop doing what good. So that means that a time will come that you feel like stopping to do good. Are you honest? Because it's hard work. Am I communicating? People will step on your toes. People will say things that will hurt you, will hurt your feelings. And as natural as you are, you feel like, let me just back off. So it's what? It's hard work. So taking care of your vineyard is what? Hard work. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we said that, you know, we have to look at the church as a vineyard as well. Are you understanding me? Because we need to take care of what? Of the vineyard. But the truth of the matter is that most of us are not taking care of the vineyard. Immediately you are part of the family, you have a responsibility to take care of what? Of the Lord's what? Vineyard. Are you understanding me? And I say that it's not only spiritual leaders, you know, but the responsibility is on us as well. Then the fact remains that we are all part of this vineyard and we need to take care of it. Remember, scripture says your body is what? A temple of God. So if a lot of body comes inside, we form what? Much more vineyards. Are you understanding me? And that is why the Bible says iron sharpened iron. Sometimes I have to be able to help your vineyard whilst you help my vineyard. Are you understanding me? Are you with me? So we said that there are times where we are a bit sluggish when it comes to taking care of our vineyard. And we read a scripture from Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 6. It says that they made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard I have not kept. My own vineyard I have what? I have not kept. Let's read Proverbs chapter 24, 30, 34. I want to just go to it quickly and then I will speak about tonight. 24:30-34. This is a typical example of a man's soul. A man's soul. Or a picture of a man's what? Soul. Hallelujah. Let's read, please.
Proverbs 24:30-34.
Yes.
I went by the field of the lazy man.
Uh-huh.
And by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest.
So that is it. A little sleep, what?
A little slumber.
A little slumber. And the walls of your vineyard will be broken. If the walls of your vineyard are broken, then the weeds will what? Creep in. Are you understanding me? Then a lot of things will creep into your vineyard and it can result in your vineyard being what? Destroyed. Am I communicating? So it's very important, and this is a typical example. So the fact that I am the fact that I'm a born again Christian, I'm in the house, it means that no, I'm good. You have to work on your soul. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that work out what? Your own salvation. What's the definition of work? To put effort into something. Are you understanding me? You have to do something to get what? A result. So if I'm going to work out my salvation, as working what? My soul, it's very, very important. Hallelujah. And whilst we were closing the meeting last week, we talked about how to keep what? Your vineyard, or how vineyards are kept. Number one, I said the condition of the soil is very important. Hallelujah. I'm not a chief farmer or I'm not a good farmer, but I've read something about farming. And I believe that those that have done a lot of farming can assist me here. The condition of the soil is very important. Is it not true? Hallelujah. And for you to be a keeper of your vineyard, or even when we look at the physical soil, we are looking at the acidity, we are looking at the alkaline, we are looking at how rich or how poor the soil is. Is it true? And then also looking at how heavy or how moist what the soil is. So it means that the condition of the soil is very important for your vineyard. Whatever that will come out of the vineyard, or how the vineyard will bear fruit, depending on what you have planted in the vineyard, if it has to be grapes, the condition of the soil is very important. That is why when you carry some soil and you take it to another condition, it will not survive. Is it not true? Hallelujah. So I want to even say this, that the keeper of your vineyard is very important. And that is why you will need what? A shepherd that will also help you what? To be able to tell you that this kind of soil is not good here. That at this time you need to do something about your soil. And that is why you need a pastor. Somebody say you need a pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. So once the diagnosis of the soil is done well, one can determine how even whatever you have planted will come out and grow well. Once the diagnosis is done well. Are you understanding me? So the condition of the soil is very important. And in this place, what we are saying is that the condition of your soul is very what? Important. Hallelujah. Say, the condition of my soul is very important. Because if in a physical, or you are doing a plant or something like that, require that some rocks are dug out. Is it not true? It may require that, you know, irrigation and drainage dishes what are added. And then, you know, the topsoil is also done well. The fertilizer, you know, is also done well. And also to make sure that when erosion happens, it doesn't want to carry the entire farm or soil that you've done. Is it not true? So that means that a lot of things go into what? The vineyard. Into that soil. A lot of things would have to go into what? The soul. So that is why if you do not take care of your soul well, things will creep in. And I said that Jesus gives a parable, and a very good parable. Solid. Someone say solid. Solid, solid parable about what? Your soul. Now he says this, and he places emphasis. And the emphasis Jesus places, it's not on the character of the sower, I said last week, but the quality of what? The soil. Not the sower, but what? The quality what? Of the soil. Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to 9. Let's do that quickly. We can do that in a minute. Mark chapter 4, verse 9. Please read for me.
Mark 4, verse 9.
Verse 1 to 9.
One to nine. And again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him,
mm-hmm.
so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, mm-hmm. and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed, that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was mm-hmm. up, it yeah. was scorched.
Yeah.
And because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced, some 30-fold, and some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he who has ears.
He said to them, he who has what?
Ears.
Ears.
To hear.
To hear.
Let him hear.
Let him hear. It's a mystery here. Are you understanding me? And that is saying that the character of the hearer is very important. The character what of the hearer is very, very important. So sometimes in listening to the word of God, you are impacting what? That soil. You are impacting that soul. You are impacting that vineyard in listening to the word of God. Are you understanding me? So as the word of God comes, it's helping that soul. It's helping that soul. And the character of that individual is very important. It determines the ability to what? To receive what? That word. And that is why sometimes when the word is being planted on what? On a rocky soil, on a rocky soul, on a rocky vineyard, as the body, you, it doesn't germinate. Are you understanding me? And there are a lot of things that impact that. And for one to be ready to receive the word of God, number one, the person has to meditate on the word of God. I have to what? Meditate what? On the word of God every day. It will help what? That soul. It will help what? In physical, that soil. Are you understanding me? Number two, I need to pray throughout the week. I have to spend time what? With God. Number three, we said that we need to confess what? Our sins. You see, the reason why Jesus can forgive you is because you have to what? Confess. Are you gonna? If I don't confess, how can he forgive me? That is why we don't want to be hypocrite. We want to be real. Because anytime you confess, he's willing to what? To forgive you. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. We said that the 14 is for us to reduce our media intake. The TVs, we can spend 4 hours watching movies, but when it comes to 30 minutes of sermon, hurry up and close. Today, man of God has kept long, 40 minutes. Hallelujah. But Bruce Lee part 4. Bruce Lee part 4 is like, where is part 5? Is it not true? Some movies can go about 2.5 hours. Yeah. And those movies, they are the ones, the names, the title is not long. Construction. Extraction. So we have to reduce what? Our media what? Intake. Because it's always fighting us. It's fighting that soil. It's fighting that soul from nourishment. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And faith, we said that we need to be consistent with church. Our church attendance would have to be what? Consistent. Because haphazard church attendance will always what? Bring instability in your what? In your growth. Are you gonna? It's like when you enroll in level 100 and your lectures today is that you pay people to go and write for you and all that. Your foundation is weak. Now you go 200 and things are like, now select your course. You don't know, now you are doing CCC. The one falls on is like, it's trending. So that's the one I'll take. Now you get to 300 and now they give you something. You're like, your GPA or whatever is now going down. It's serious, man. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that do not what forsake what the assembly what of the brethren. Are you understanding me? There is a reason why scripture said that. Because what? It helps us. It helps what? That vineyard. Say, it helps my vineyard. Say, it helps my vineyard. The sixth thing is to ward off distraction. Take off what? Distraction. Especially when the word of God is being preached like that. Word of what? All kinds of what? Distraction. Are you understanding me? All kinds of distraction. We need to what? Let it go. Other than that, it will impact what? Our vineyard. Are you understanding me? Don't give in to laziness. Don't give in to laziness. You have to pay particular attention to what the Bible says, and it will indeed what help you. Somebody say, my vineyard, I will keep it. Say, I'll keep it. Say it with zeal. I will keep it. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to look at today, control of wheat, the control of wheat in the vineyard. You see, if your vineyard has to be well groomed, you have to control what the weeds that go into the vineyard. In the parable of the soil, we are told of some seeds that fell on thorns. Mark chapter 4 verse 7. Mark 4:7. Mark 4:7.
And some seed fell among thorns.
And some what? Is it there? Let's read together. And some seed fell among what? Thorns. And the thorns what? Please read for me. Please read for me.
And some seed fell among thorns.
Uh-huh.
And the thorns grew up and choked it. And yielded no crop.
Is it that and did what? And choked what? And choked it. Are you understanding? What can choke it is the curse of this world. The curse what? Of this world. And I said it. These things, it is these things that worry the vineyard, the curse of this world. You need that money. You need that clothes. You need that. All those things, they are very important. Are you understanding me? You need that lavish car. You need that. You know, those things, they are part of life. You need them. But the truth of the matter is that they can become a god in your life. They can impede what your vineyard from growing. They can impede your soul from being what nourished. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And that is what is important, because these things, they are gifts from God to help us what function. Somebody say it's a gift from God. Those things, food, clothing, all those things, they are gifts from God to help us function. However, the great deception of the devil is for us to turn those gifts into idols. That is why money can be an idol to your spiritual nourishment. Money can be an idol. Are you understanding? That child can be an idol. Because of that child, you can't come to church. Can be an idol. Are you understanding me? Some people might even return and go home because they left some earring or some and go home. Now your jewelries are being idle. Without them, you can't enter his sanctuary. You cannot serve God. Are you understanding me? So the curse of this world are very important. Mini Adriani, mean to me, sorry. It can be an idol. Mini Atadi, mean to me, sorry. It can be an idol. Are you understanding? So that is why it's hard work to work on your vineyard, to work on that soul. It's hard work. Are you understanding me? For you to be not to be pulled by the devil, by Beelzebul, by the Leviathan, to his side and win you to his side, you have to work. Because if the curse of this world begin to zoom and then being swept into your heart and into your mind, gradually you see yourself, you are drifting away from his presence. The day you realize there will not be any desire to read and no desire to pray, and that time you should be realizing that you are gradually what? Being drifted. You are drifting from his presence. You are being taken away. There is another force that is just pushing you from his presence. Am I teaching? So the vineyard and cultivating it is very, very important. Are you understanding me? The other definition of thorns is deceitfulness of riches. You see, sometimes if we follow Sikabe Brown, some people say when you have money, you have peace of mind. Yeah, you have to be sure of that. Are you sure? There are times where when you are fully dusted, you want to wake up and your money is still intact. You want to be sure this is in place, this is in place, this is in place. There are times where when you get so much money, you don't feel the providence of God there. Because the money can talk for you. Oh, this one is money. You don't feel the providence what of God. Are you understanding? Am I communicating? Jesus noted this and told his disciple. He said that it will be easier for a camel to go through the eye what of the needle than a rich man to make it to heaven. Why did he say that? Than a rich man to what to make it to heaven. Because The camel, when he's going to that space, the load and everything on the camel will be taken off for the camel to kneel down and go through. It would take extreme humility for Nicodemus to say, I want to follow Jesus. How can I be born again? Do you mean entering my mother's womb and be born again? He said, no. He said, no. Taking care of your vine. Look at somebody on your left. Say, it is work. You see, some people just see that, I come to the house of God and that is all, and I hear the word of God and I'm good and that is fine. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to work hard. You have to work at it. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. One thing that is very important concerning the vineyard, which has to do your soul, is pruning. Somebody say pruning. Because now you have the soil is grown, everything. Now you are maturing, you are growing well, everything is going well. But there is this thing, they call it pruning, and it's very necessary. Are you understanding me? Pruning is what is very necessary. So as a keeper of the vineyard, you have to be aware that pruning has to be carried out. And that is why the weak branches will have to be removed for the new ones to what? To be replaced. Now the truth of the matter is that if the weak ones is pulled out and they fall, you have to sweep them or remove them and go and burn it. Because if they are there, they even become what? They become what? They are there and then they even trouble that which what you have already done. If you don't prune, it doesn't even show how beauty and how nice the vineyard is. Is it not true? So pruning is very what important. Are you understanding me? And that is why God has his own way in what? In pruning us. Because pruning, it shapes you. Somebody say, it shapes me. God will have to prune you. I want you to say, God, prune me. And that's pruning I am pe. But the truth of the matter is that it is that which is going to make the vineyard very good. Are you understanding me? So the pruning of the soul comes with what? Chastisement. I want you to write that down. Pruning of the soul comes with what? Chastisement. Hallelujah. And I trust that all of us at some point in time, we will come under God's chastisement one way or the other. Hallelujah. There is nothing that promotes spiritual growth and maturity like the chastisement of God. If you have to be spiritually mature, you have to be chastised one way or the other. I can't imagine a father that leaves a son and see him do unnecessary stuff without chastisement. Let's prove it from the Bible. Let's read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 11. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 11. Please read for me. Hebrews chapter 5, verse, sorry, Hebrews chapter 12, 5 to 11. Is it there?
The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
To 11, yeah.
To 11. Verse 5 says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. Verse 6. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son who he receives. Verse 7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with son. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?
Okay, it's 7 is fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art what? Rebuked. But that's what, that's, you see, these things, they help your vineyard. They help your soul. People don't like rebuke in the house of God. Hallelujah. So for preachers, say, what come as him? In the end, so for their message, no preach. Hallelujah. We ye be and yet ye can see Debbie. These are ways God uses to what? To chastise us. Are you understanding? What are the things that, what are some of these things that God look out for? If he has to, if the hand of God will have to prune you, and is pruning you in a way of chastising, pride. Are you understanding? Look at yourself like a vineyard, which you are, you have, you know, a tree in there, you know, and God will have to prune certain things in there. And he's saying that if I have to prune you as a body, I have to chastise you. You as a believer, you have to go through what? Chastisement. If a child will grow well, the child will have to be what? Disciplined one way or the other. And I'm going to open your eyes to certain truth about the word of God, God willing, next week. That people have said that, okay, when I become a born-again Christian, the Lord forgive me all my sins. Does he punish? Will he punish me? I will just open your eyes on these things. Are you understanding me? Maybe some people are going to certain things and they say, God is the one who is punishing me. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. God willing, next week, I'm going to open your eyes. I'll give you dimensions of how God operates. Are you understanding me? But a typical example. No, you let me wait. Next week. Hallelujah. So God will chastise areas about your sinful habit. You know, things that are worldly in your life. And you want to what? Prune it. Somebody say prune. So, you see, if you have been in the house of God for like 10 years and you won't allow chastisement in your life, and I'm not saying human chastising you, but God chastising you. You can imagine, I mean, if the Lord is opening your eyes, you is like, things that will have to be pruned is not pruned. So the old ones are still there, including the new one. Fufro pese bana old one in honum, because it cannot be removed. Are you understanding me? So if you look at a vineyard, pruning is very important. And it's also important in the life of a believer. The soul will have to be pruned. Certain things that are getting connected to the soul, the Lord will have to remove them to make you what? A better person. Am I communicating? So we should not despise or faint under chastisement of the Lord. We should not have contempt for the path we walk through doing God's work on our soul. And God will want to work on our soul. And it should develop us in a sense of humility and grace when God is chastising us. Lord, how many of you pray this prayer? Lord, chastise me. It should cause us to develop habit of deep word soul searching as the cause of chastisement. And be careful not to despise the chastisement of the Lord by murmuring at it. Be careful not to despise the chastisement of the Lord by claiming that there is no use of it. It's very, very important. If you understand pruning, then you should understand what chastisement. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 2 to 4. KJV. John chapter 15, verse 2 to 4. King James Version. Read, please.
John 15, verse 2 to 4.
Yes, please.
Every branch in me that does not
every is it let's be every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes what
away.
And every
that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
Naked fruit is there. So if you want to bear more fruit, then what? There has to be what? Pruning. And listen, sincerely, visibly, by their fruit you shall know. There are some people, they've been in the house of God for years, you can see they are not bearing fruit. Otim, otim, obutan, obutan. Are you understanding me? On barefoot. Are you understand? For like 5 years, me chapu kokra basa basa basa. Obama kwambe mu. Edo bi ni tibe wo obedi asasa. Then he go. I mean, how will you grow? How will you be a better vineyard? How will you be a keeper of a vineyard if you don't bear fruit? The whole of your Christian life, you've never won a soul before. Until the Isaiah lie, now angel be now not say, how many souls did you win? We have left here right. Now I should engine in one catch and say, but you're fat me. I'm going to open your eyes on the 10 virgins. We are going to teach certain things here on the 10 virgins. They all had oil. They had everything. But when the foolish ones got to the door, the master did not open the door. They got there, but he didn't open the door. You see, it's very important that as believers we bear fruit. It's not in relation to what I'm saying. I will talk about that later. But it's very important that we bear. Some of us, we don't bear fruit. Into physically, we don't bear fruit. Are you understanding me? And he's saying that he prunes that it may bear what? More what? Fruit. Continue, please.
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you.
Yes.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
Unless it abides what?
In the vine.
In the vine.
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After all the pruning has been done, there's another thing that the vineyard will need. Watering. Someone say watering. You need to what? You need to water. Hallelujah. The keeper of the vineyard never underestimate the old adage of weeding, watering, and then waiting. It's very important. Weeding what? Watering and then what? Waiting. And watering takes place naturally. Sometimes rainfall comes. Sometimes we do an artificial, a sort of irrigation and all that. And then what? We get what? Water. Watered. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is that for the fruit to be healthy, there has to be continuous watering. Let me repeat that again. For the fruit to be healthy, there has to be what? Continuous watering. If there is no continuous watering, then there will be deficiencies one way or the other. Because the tree needs water. That's the primary thing. It needs water. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, I need to be watered. Say, I need to be watered. You see, water or watering promote a sense of order in a vineyard, in that the vines can grow uniformly and together so that the harvest may become more what? Productive. So watering stirs our lives to a greater what? Fruitfulness. Are you understanding me? And sometimes let's read 1 Corinthians. 3 verse 6. Sometimes temptations and all that can hinder the watering process. These are all attacks of the enemy. But the devil is a liar. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 3,
First
verse
Corinthians
6. Yeah.
3:6.
Yes.
I planted. Apollos watered. But God gave the increase.
I saw Pastor Kobe put that thing on our page. Let's celebrate the man of God. Read again, please.
I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
So there is always a watering somewhere. Are you understanding? There is always what? A watering somewhere. And the truth of the matter is that continuous watering eliminates spiritual dryness. Are you understanding me? How can I be watered all the time? I pray. I hear the word of God. I stay in consistent relationship with God. I am what? I am always being watered. Some of us, yeah, dry to say we. Charlie, give me some word. Emanabedi. Ebanadi. Ayoba. Let me stay on my English. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are like Ebana, Ayoba. We are dry like something. And it's because what we are not receiving. So you see, that is the reason. You see, that's why people enter the house of God on Sunday and they are entirely lost. They are lost in worship. They are lost in praise. They are lost in the word of God. Are you on it? The only time they are alive is, Eric, can you take me a picture? Is that's the only time they are alive? Am I communicating? But they are actually what? Dry. And you see, the devil will always find ways and means to just draw that water from you. Even the little that is in you, he will try to suck that water from you. He just draws it out. Listen, be sincere to yourself. There are times you could see, say, you are empty. Like, I say, your spirit needs filling. Why are you looking at me like you're fake like that? Can I get real people here? You can tell that you need you, and that is where some okay. Then maybe some of you do not encounter that experience. There are times where you feel like you have to pray more. You could see that in the channels of or the dimensions or allocations of spiritual things in your life, you could see that your level of prayer has reduced and you need to top it up. Your level of word has reduced and you need to top it up. Are you understanding me? Your level of worship has reduced and you need to top it up. So some of us, the watering we are getting and the kind of watering we are getting at wrong places, it will not help our spiritual maturity. That is why you can be spiritually you can be spiritual koshoko. You are deficient spiritually because you are solely on one word dimension. Dibia prayer, 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 prayer. No word. You haven't learned the art of worship. How can you? You see, we were created to worship. It is in us. So we need to learn the art of what? Of worship. Are you understanding me? Can you imagine that God put you in a place where you encounter his presence? You see the seraphims and the cherubims worshiping God. And you are there pocketing. Yeshua. In the presence of God, the beauty of his presence, the atmosphere. And you are worshiping God. I've seen people, when the worship is going on, they raise their own worship songs because they are not connected. So whilst they are singing, Hallowed be your name. They are also singing a different song altogether. We need to learn the art of worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I need to be watered. So therefore, water your soul with good and godly what? Worship. I want to repeat again. Water what? Your soul with what? Good and godly what? Worship. Let me tell you this then, and I close with prayer. If you like, I'm not telling you to do this. But if you like, just zoom your life from now to end of the month with worldly songs. Morning, afternoon, evening, morning, afternoon, evening, morning, afternoon. Ubedane shawasum, morning. Do that for like now, and then now you come to the house of God when there you could see that you are gone. You are gone. Because whilst the Lord is trying to creep in, you begin to now feel and hear the beat. You begin to now hear the beat of what you've been listening and what you struggle to connect to your maker. Are you understanding me? It's those that they say, I don't struggle to connect. It's those they've removed their eyes, they've thrown it somewhere. Is that they are not being real. They are not being real. But in reality, you see that you are gone. Are you understanding me? So I want to bring my teaching to a conclusion and then we'll pray. That you consider yourself as the vineyard, which is your soul. And you don't just keep your soul like that, but you work on what? On your soul. Are you understanding me? You work what? On your soul. It has to do with your mind, your intellect. Everything that concerns what your being and you spiritually growing is very, very important. Hallelujah. So in the next 5 minutes, we are going to pray. And I want you to pray intensely. Lord, I don't want to be that kind of tree that does not bear fruit. That I will be bankrupt for the rest of my life. Lord, help me. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, begin to pray right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.